Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. Contrary to what Emmanuel Macron announced this week, there will be no emergency aid of 150 euros for beneficiaries of the APL. Those who receive the housing allowance will be entitled to only 100 euros per child. For Christophe Robert, general delegate of the Abbé Pierre Foundation, young people are once again put aside. Prime Minister Jean Castex will announce measures to fight poverty tomorrow on the occasion of the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. And Jean Castex was at the University Hospital of Lille this morning alongside caregivers. The establishment has to cope with a strong influx of patients, while the incidence rate has increased considerably in the area, with 480 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. A few hours from the implementation of the curfew, the government is making its final decisions. Theaters would like to welcome spectators until 9 o'clock, spectators who could then go straight home with their tickets as proof. However, the Minister of the Economy, Bruno Le Maire, is supposedly not in favor of exceptions for the cultural sector. The soccer team of Montpellier is not immune to the coronavirus. 12 people are infected, of which 8 players and 4 members of management. The team is expected to play against Monaco on Sunday. According to the league's protocol, games should be maintained as long as 20 players out of 30 have tested negative. And after the international break, the championship resumes with 2 games tonight for the opening of the 7th day of Premier League. At 7 p.m. Dijon faces Rennes, and at 9 p.m. Nîmes will face the PSG. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.